during the week, and we thought it was so interesting we should talk to him live on the radio. His name is Dr. James Younessi, and he is a surgeon, a Sydney surgeon who left war-torn Iran at the age of 11. He attended high school in the United States and then Australia, and I suspect he found his subsequent medical studies a breeze compared to the challenge of learning Aussie slang. Well, he's now an expert, and he's turned the experience into a very funny book. It's called How Australian Are You?, which is a series of multiple choice quizzes. And he's on the line. Dr. James, good morning.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
G'day, Betzel. That's what I wanted to hear. I loved your email, so we thought we'd follow it up.
Thank you. No, that's very kind.
As John O'Grady once said, we are a weird mob.
Choo-choo.
Have you read that?
Oh yes, I have read it. You know, this book that I've written, in fact, is I suppose a marriage between Banjo Patterson might have been like marrying Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is to be a I suppose a serious work that has been made into a humorous piece to try and capture the essence of what we are about as a nation. It has been a journey for me to become an Australian, and I should like to think that in the truest sense of the word, I belong here and I've made myself a useful member of the society. You know, being received where I'm welcomed, as opposed to having been chased away from a country where I was born in. So, you know, all of this has made me want to give something back to the society where I felt, you know, a lot more welcome than where I would have, you know, in fact, been brought up being an unwelcome citizen. You know, once the country suffered its revolution and so on and so forth, you know, things changed entirely. The biggest problem I feel with me has always been that delivering all these things with a foreign accent has not had the same impact than it might if I had a truly Australian accent.
Well, hang on, I believe you discovered many ways to say the word vomit.
Oh, yes, would you like to hear some?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually vomit and vomiting. I can tell you quite a few.
Go.
There's chuck, chunder, pavement pizza, curbside quiche, technicolor yawn, driving the porcelain bus. This is my favorite. Big yawn, praying to the porcelain queen. I think this is a bit of an American, to be honest, with you. Then there's calling Ralph on the big white phone, throwing up, spew, vomit. There's a big spit, and for for the medical folks out there, there's emesis. But there's another one that's creeping into our unique vernacular, the word barf. That's very American, mind you, but it is coming along, and it's becoming very popular with the kids. Now, this has been at the forefront of this book, the fact that we seem to be moving away from our sort of English heritage and becoming a little bit more American. This is all the Hollywood influence that has come to play a part in the way our semantic and super semantic aspects of the language are developing. As
all right, well, look, it is very funny, and it's the sort of book you can actually keep in the toilet. And
that's right, for all the dunny buddies, huh?
you could keep it in the toilet, and you have a laugh a bit every time you go in. Yes. Where do you get it?
Well, it's very easy to get. It's available on the internet through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the publisher, which is Virtual Bookworm now. The problem with getting a book out and readily available is a question of distribution. To distribute the book, they want royalties ahead of time, and you know, they make an estimate of how many it might sell. So, you know, I couldn't do that because it meant I'd be out of pocket quite a bit of money, not even being sure that the book.
Sell them as you go. Okay.
But one thing more. I've managed to put several copies of this book in a local bookshop. It's called Next Chapter Books, number 5 Railway Avenue, Warunga. And I can give the phone number to them.
Yeah, go.
9489-3128.
Okay, that number again?
9489-3128.
Okay. Now, how do you get it online?
Well, all you must do is put the ISBN number and it'll come up. Barnes & Noble Amazon and Virtual Bookworm. These are the sites that will carry it. So, you know, simply go www.amazon.com. The site will come up with my name, Younessi, Younessi, in the correct window, and the books will come up.
How Australian are you? And there are some questions.
Yeah.
For example, and the multiple choices, and you can circle the right answer, right?
That's right.
Now, if you're a crow eater, are you a person of limited means, obligated to subsist on inferior foodstuffs? That's like eating crows. B, a resident of South Australia. C, one who likes eating magpies. Or D, endowed with a loud booming voice. And the answer is, of course?
Oh, well, the answer is B, of course, as a resident of South Australia. Now, the next section of this book actually teases out each question and answers it. And so, you know, one needs simply to go to the answer section, and the question is explained and the reason as to why. Now, something you might not have, on the first look at this book, have realized, the questions get progressively more difficult.
Okay, give me an idea of a difficult question.
Oh, well, it depends on how much you know. Here we go. This is about average. Of these, which is common and very popular Australian snack? Scallops, dog and bone, a bush pig, Jones potato crisps.
Dog and bones telephone.
That's right.
Well, scallops. Are you talking about potato scallops?
That's the answer, because Jones potato crisps don't exist. It's Smith's potato crisps. And a bush pig, of course, is a dog ugly woman. So,
the phones will start ringing, and I'm the one left with the phone.
You know, I said at the beginning of this book that this is just what the language is about. It's not my effort at belittling anybody else.
And we have this amazing ability to lengthen words instead of shorten them. Like, Parramatta becomes para-bloody-matter. A can of beer isn't a can, it becomes a tin, but not just a tin, it becomes a tinny.
Yes, that's right. And a longie is a long-necked...
A longie.
Oh, and that's right, that's a longie. That's right. Now, you know what a lady muck is?
A what?
A lady muck. Is it a woman with airs and graces but no substance? A half-empty glass of beer, or a glass of beer poured from the bottom half of the beer bottle, or a pack of Lamingtons?
It's a lady with airs and graces.
Correct. You're doing very well, mate.
She carries on like Lady Muck. and the male equivalent was always Lord Muck.
That's right.
Yeah. Shazza wears tracks... I'll read you one. Shazza wears tracksuit pants, thongs on her feet,
yes,
and a singlet without a bra. She has long, thin, blonde hair that is wet and roughly combed. Mm-hmm. She is most likely A, about to be deported as an illegal migrant, B, disinclined to pinch a fag off you,
mm-hmm,
and by that you mean a cigarette.
That's right.
That has a number of other things. C, applying for a single mother pension, or D, from Toorak or Killara. What's the answer? Because I don't know.
Well, that's a typical boggin. You know, a Westie to us in Sydney. This is the way the descriptor goes. It's also the equivalent in a bloke bog would be wearing a beanie on his head and maybe have thongs on his feet during summer and moccasins on his feet during winter. That's the descriptor there.
A bogan.
A Westie.
Dr. James, nice to talk to you. Good
Thank
luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
How Australian are you? And I'll repeat that telephone number shortly. I'll give you time to go and get a pen and piece of paper. It is quite funny. It is the sort of thing you'd keep in the twit, I suppose, and have a laugh at. Sweet, 7:10 here at 2GB.
Domain Bathrooms Half Yearly Summer Sale is on now.
Buy with no deposit, no interest, no repayments for 500 days. What a deal.
Save 20% off on all grower wave tapware.
Save 20% off all Betty Baths and Whirlpool Systems. Domain Bathrooms, two great locations, Alexandria and Auburn.
No deposit, no interest, no repayments for 500 days at Domain's half-yearly summer sale. On now for a limited time only.
Minimum purchase $500. Fees, charges, terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Domain Bathrooms half-yearly sale. On now.
It's the beginning of a new year. Everyone should be feeling charged up and positive and full of expectation. If your first New Year's resolution is to get fit and healthy, then Nature Bee, let it become your best friend. It's become my best friend over the years, and yours too, Lee Faulkner. Good morning.
Luke, good morning everybody, and it certainly has, and tens of thousands of Aussies have been getting on the banks of B over the last 8 or 9 years that we've been talking about it. We've kept the price the same, and we've kept the quality of the product the same as well. A 100% all-natural superfood in a capsule, and look,